Hey everybody, how you doing? Today we talk about the movie Blood Vessel. And Blood Vessel starts off with this surviving people that's shipwreck, and they come, not well, not shipwreck, like they're in a boat, like a raft boat with a few survivors, and they come across this empty vessel ship, and they find out the ship is run by Nazis, but the Nazis are not around the ship, so why is it so quiet? So they climb up the ship. And they start investigating what's going on with the ship. They see like dead bodies being burnt and killed pretty much, like, and they're wondering what the hell's going on. And as the investigation goes further and further, you find this guy found a coffin and it released a vampire. And the guy was able to lock the vampire in. And it pretty much the ship was the Nazis were killed by vampires pretty much, and the captain was able to stop them. Until this crew arrived to the ship, now uses release the evil back again, pretty much. And it's about them trying to survive against this vampire and, of course, a vampire kid. And then you have another vampire, the vampire woman, and a few vampires that are like closed in the basement, like because of the, I guess, the captain locked them in, you know, at the t at when he was alive. But all in all, I enjoy the movie. I enjoy it's pretty long at the beginning. But once you get to once it picks up, it's pretty enjoyable, and I love the vampire special effects in it. It looked like Nofastu, but with a bat face, you know, like you know Man Bat from Batman. It's kind of like that, so I kind of like how the vampire is, how he controls his victims, you know, by telepathically or just using his hands moving controlling them once he gets his blood on you. Definitely enjoyable movie. Just gotta sit through the beginning part of it. Anyway. Blood Vessel, check it out. I wasn't bored with it.